On the Hysteresis Effect in Transitions Between Accretion and Propeller Regimes, by Sir John Sikintolu et al. Some observations and numerical simulations of disk magnetosphere interaction show that accretion can proceed in the propeller regime. When the Alvin radius is beyond the corrotation radius, matter climbs up to the high latitudes where the Alvin surface is inside the equilibrium surface and can accrete. We calculate the fraction of the mass flux in the disk that can accrete onto the neutron star depending on the fastness parameter and the inclination angle between rotation and magnetic axis. We find that, for a narrow range of the fastness parameter, the Alvin and the equilibrium surfaces intersect at two different critical latitudes. While the system is transiting from the propeller to the accretion regime, the initial rise of an outburst, accretion proceeds from the region above the higher critical latitude. In transitions from the accretion to the propeller regime, decay of the outburst, accretion of matter can proceed from the disk midplane. As a result, the transition from the propeller to the accretion regime occurs at a luminosity higher than the transition from the accretion to the propeller regime. We discuss the implications of our results for spectral transitions exhibited by low-mass X-ray binaries. This was On the Hysteresis Effect in Transitions Between Accretion and Propeller Regimes, by Sir John Sikintolu et al.